I thought we were talking one time that you saw a ore boat that almost tipped over coming
Yes,
out of
I
the
did.
dock.
Yeah, it was a 1,000-foot ore boat. It was either the God or the Spear. It was one of the two. And when we loaded them up, we put up between 59 and 60,000 tons of pellets into that boat. It was real windy and just the waves were real high and everything. But the captain on that boat, he wanted to go out so he could head up to the lake. But in order to get around the side of that breakwall, he had to kind of back out and go around the end of the breakwall and turn like that. Well, when he got sideways in the wind, that boat heeled over. I mean, we were sitting up there just watching it, and we thought it was going to roll right over. But once he got around that corner, it came back up again. But it scared us, and I'm pretty sure it scared them guys on the boat too.
Our old theater is opening. Do you guys remember going there? Or the old
Yes,
theater?
except we didn't call it the theater. When we were growing up and going to the show, it was called the show house. And my grandson teases us all the time. They always say, "No, it's the movie theater, Grandma." But we say, "No, it was the show house when we went, when we were kids."
What years did you guys go?
I would think probably early 60s, most of the time, around 10, 11 age, you know.
Yeah, 62 maybe,
It wasn't very expensive, and you can get
64,
popcorn and
65, and up and around in there. Watch the old Tarzan movies and, stuff like that. Old Johnny Weissmuller, stuff,
I remember Bye Bye Birdie and Ben-Hur was like some of the big ones
Yeah, oh
when
yeah.
we were going to.
How much was popcorn?
10 cents.
Yeah, I was going to say it had
It
to be
was
right
10 cents
around
for a
10 cents.
bag of popcorn, about it. For 10 cents, you could get lots of popcorn, and they used to salt the daylights out
They
of it.
did.
Remember that? And then, if you wanted to, you could put more salt on it if you wanted to. I think it was it like 35 cents a ticket or
Wasn't very
something like
much.
that?
It wasn't much.
I heard somewhere that there used to be a lot of grocery stores. Do you guys know where they might be anymore?
Well,
Or what happened to them?
architectural building used to be the IG or National Building, National T. A lot more stores than there is now. At First Avenue used to be pretty nice. At one time, they had redid the whole street to make it look like that they do in Valley Fair with all the little decorations and everything. So it was really a fun little place. But now there's not a whole lot down there. Bars and banks. And True Value, thank goodness.
Like the corner store, which is up by the Holiday, it used to be across the road or across 7th Avenue or whatever from where the Holiday is in that corner store. That was the one that all the people from Seagog, or most of the people from Seagog, could go down there. And then the one down there where Clarence Johnson's store, and I can't remember what the name of it was,
I
but I
don't
know the
either.
guy
I
that
know it
owned
was a
it.
store, though.
But see, that was way, way down on the back side of town. And so there was a little grocery store there. And then there was a couple of them in the middle, so they didn't have to travel so far, because back in those days, that was kind of a ways to go. If you went up to Seagog from Two Harbors, you were in the country. I mean, that was like being in the country. That'd be like going up to Hugo's or someplace, So.